This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Much of the state will see a hazy sky over the next couple days due to out-of-state wildfire smoke. Fires are currently burning in Wyoming, Montana, Utah, and Idaho. Smoke is worst in northwestern and eastern Colorado. The National Weather Service has issued an air quality alert for Grand Junction and parts of the Southern Front Range. Advisories are also in effect for much of the Front Range and eastern plains, from the Wyoming border to Pueblo all the way to Kansas. Conditions should clear up for the most part by tomorrow afternoon. Though this stream of warm weather will continue, Paul Schlatter with the National Weather Service says the higher temps will stick around this week, with most of the state seeing highs in the 80s.
And I wish I had better news. The warm and dry temperatures are going to continue for the foreseeable future across the entire state. It's such a stubborn weather pattern that at least for the next 7 days, we don't even really have much precip in the forecast.
Denver has gone over 2 weeks without rain and is currently in a severe drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Colorado has recorded its first bear attack of the year. It happened Thursday night at a home in Lake City. State wildlife officials say a black bear with three cubs crashed through a sliding glass door and attacked a 74-year-old man who tried to shoo them away. The mother bear pushed the man and clawed at him before he escaped to a bedroom with his wife. Medical responders treated the man for significant injuries. Authorities later killed all four bears. You are listening to CPR News. Stay with us for more All Things Considered. It's 5:06.